The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
YouTube live chat poll is, what will prices on the essentials do this year? Will they go up, stay the same, go down a little, or go down a lot? We'll give you the results of that poll at the end of this segment. And speaking of which, a lot of people on the stream right now asking, speaking of stream, how the bidet is going at home. And I am sorry to say that I screwed it up. I was going to save this story, but people are asking about it. And so, you know, I feel obligated to tell you that here's the problem. My wonderful handyman that I go to for basically everything, he set it up to where I would have the bidet shipped to his house.
Okay.
So that my wife wouldn't even know that it was happening.
Yeah.
And then he would come while my wife was in school and install it, and she'd come home one day and it would just be done.
It would surprise her when she's like, using the bathroom.
Gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What was that?
Yeah. But the problem is, when I was filling out the address form, I put my own zip code on it.
Oops.
Instead of his. And it screwed everything up for weeks. And so it has arrived at his house now. We have not had the chance to install it because we've been home for Christmas and stuff. Yeah. So that'll happen next week, apparently. I'll give you the play-by-play once it does, though. I promise.
I don't know if I want that play-by-play.
Oh, sure you do. We have the funniest Trump moments ever. So this isn't just from 2024, but we're going to go backwards here. The top eight, and this is according to, you know,
I think it's Defiant L's on Twitter.
Yeah, a consensus of people on Twitter coming up with these. There is one that I don't think made this that I'll mention, but instead of setting each one of them up, I'm just going to play it. And then if you're listening, you can try to place like what year, where this was. Some of these I already know.
Yeah.
Most of these actually I already know. But I want to set it up that way and just play them outright, and then we'll talk about them. Here's number eight.
Democrats. Ooh, there was a mosquito. I don't want mosquitoes around me. I don't like mosquitoes. I don't like those mosquitoes. I never did. Okay, speaking of mosquitoes, hello, Hillary, how are you doing?
So I'm going to say 2016 for that one.
He's like smashing the mosquito on the... I don't like him.
The only thing that I couldn't figure out is, was Hillary nearby? Or was he calling the mosquito Hillary?
I think he was...
Oh, so he like smashed it. Hello, Hillary.
Yeah, this was a campaign event.
Gotcha, okay. All right, that's number eight. Here's number seven.
You're a billionaire, though. Why would you not move it here just for having it in America?
Excuse me, because I'm a businessman. Let me just tell you something, and it's very interesting. You're not bringing up anything new. You know, you're acting like you're the great reporter, blah, blah, blah.
The Pew Research, which is independent, says...
Don't be naive. You're a very naive person.
The Pew Research says that there are, for immigrants on the whole,
Come on, try getting it out. Try getting it out.
I'll get it out.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to put this on television, but you don't even know what you're talking about. Try getting it out. Go ahead. Okay.
It's fun when you...
Whoa, I don't remember that.
Yeah, so this was at Trump Tower, and he was sitting down for an interview at Trump Tower. I think this is right around the time when he first announced that he was running for office. And I didn't even recognize the reporter, but he was just mauling her.
That sounds like early on. I was going to say, that sounds like early Trump, because he... At the beginning, he was like, oh, press. Yeah, let's do some press. Now he's probably like, sheesh. get away from me.
Here we are, the fake news again.
Here we go. All right. So these are kind of early on. I think I know when this one. I won't set it here. Number six.
Proven that we can actually be civil to each other. In fact, just before taking the dais, Hillary accidentally bumped into me, and she very civilly said, pardon me.
Oh. Yeah, that was from the Al Smith dinner.
Yeah.
That was a written joke. That wasn't just off the cuff.
And you could, if you were listening, that you could hear her laugh.
She does laugh.
She was the first person to laugh, and it wasn't like a giggle. It was head back, leaning back in her chair, cackle, laugh, big, hard.
I remember covering this joke. Actually, I remember covering it later because it was one of those really memorable jokes because everybody remembered it. And really dissecting, did Hillary actually think that was funny? Or is that something you have to laugh at because you're there?
It seemed genuine to me.
It watching did seem, it, yeah, I thought
like,
so too.
That was a big laugh, and it, she didn't like ramp into it. And it wasn't like a, it was like
it was
the
like,
head back
boom,
belly laugh. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I thought so too. Now, a lot of this, obviously, all three of them so far have been from early in Trump's political career. And I get it. He had more showbiz going on back then. After you're the president of the United States, you know, I think it's not that he never jokes, as you'll hear. There's still some funny stuff coming up. But it does take a little bit of a backseat because you know you're not just out there to campaign and shake hands and do camera. You're there to actually govern. And it becomes a little more serious. That's why you see presidents age so much from a beginning of a term, especially over 8 years, beginning of a term to the end of a term. Man, the pictures look completely different. You remember the George W. Bush picture?
Yes.
He looks like a little kid at the beginning of 2000.
I mean, even Barack Obama, he looked weathered.
Yeah, he really did. I mean, he had a lot more wrinkles. And part of that's just age, you know, almost a decade later.
But stress will do that to you.
Yeah, it's a stressful job. This is number 5.
There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me.
That was that the Al Smith dinner
too?
That
was this year.
That's what I thought. That was a written joke and that was a really good one. And obviously, he's still got some jokes in him. That was, although, you know, you got writers for that. That's not off the cuff. Although, you know, most politicians are a little funny. So if you went over the entire career of anybody who's been in politics for a long time, you could probably find a best of and come up with some funny stuff because they're usually pretty charismatic people. But Trump is a different level. Mm-hmm. He was an entertainer. I mean, that's one of the reasons that he's famous is because he's been in so much stuff. Number 4. I definitely remember this one.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. That was definitely off the cuff.
Yes.
Nobody wrote that. And that was really funny. That's so funny that comedians will still mention it, like Dave Chappelle just did a bit where he
was
mentioned
that,
it.
Was that here? Was that in St. Louis? When
I think it was. I think that was the town hall.
That was the stand-up style one where they had the microphones and stuff like that. So,
do you think St. Louis's days of hosting political events like that are over? Because we're not a swing state.
Maybe. Because that always
we weren't then either, but
it went to Wash U.
When
he did that one, I mean, Claire McCaskill was still a senator, so you had a Democrat senator.
I guess that's true. I just don't see us being involved in those conversations in the future because we had a few of those at Wash U, not just that one. But it's because Missouri had been more on the bubble.
Yeah.
At least in principle.
I think the days of the debate is starting to come to a close, too.
Debates in general?
Yeah. I think you'll get one or two and it's going to be like nobody on the stage. There won't be the town hall style. There's, you know, all of that. So
the days of the debate in the primary or at all?
I think of the presidential race. I think those are over.
Because I think the days of debates and primaries are just getting going.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's how people make names for themselves. Yeah. You know, we didn't know Vivek Ramaswamy. We didn't know Mike Huckabee before primaries. That's how people make names. This is number 3 on the list of funniest Trump moments.
It's up to him.
You want him to rein in Robert Mueller?
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
Yeah, I think I remember that one too. That was probably 2018.
Yeah, that was after. So they were asking about Matt Whitaker becoming the new attorney general. So he was the acting attorney general, I think, in between Barr and Sessions, was it? Or Rosenstein?
You just brought up Matt Whitaker, who has been a frequent guest on this show. And was he was appointed to something, wasn't he?
Acting attorney general.
No, recently.
Oh, maybe?
Matt Whitaker. I thought, okay, Trump chooses former acting AG Matt Whitaker as NATO ambassador.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good luck, NATO.
I thought I remembered that he got picked. I wonder if we'll be able to get him back. You've got some good guests coming up next week. I know that
I'm working on
your play. Fingers crossed. We won't say. Number two of the funniest Trump clips.
This is a tough business to run for president.
I know. You're a tough guy, Jeb.
And we need to have a leader that is real tough. You're never going to be president of the United States by insulting your way to the presidency.
Let's see. I'm at 42 and you're at 3. So far, I'm doing better.
Doesn't matter.
So far, I'm doing better. You know, you started off over here, Jeb. You're moving over further and further. Pretty soon, you're going to be off the end.
This doesn't do a thing.
Oh, man. Winning changes everything. Yeah.
So you remember in the primary debates how, like, the highest person was in the center, and then the lower numbers you got, the more they moved you up to the
edge of
the stage?
Oh, yeah, and he was pushing him off the stage. Yeah. That's right. Wow. Yeah, that didn't age well for Jeb. In fact, Jeb's career really didn't age well from that moment on.
He never came back from that.
No, he didn't. And here is, at last, the number one, according to, you know, the online consensus, the number one funniest Trump clip.
What's the difference between a wet raccoon and Donald J. Trump's hair? A wet raccoon doesn't have $7 billion in the bank.
Wow. I actually don't remember that clip.
Yeah. So this was at a Trump roast, like a Comedy Central Trump roast.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember that joke even after watching
it. Yeah, this is before he even ran for office.
This is pretty good. Now, the one that I said I think is my favorite Trump clip, I've said it on the show before, is when he was president at the time. I think this is probably 2017-ish. He is introducing, he's giving like the Medal of Freedom to Navajo code talkers.
Okay.
And it's a really cool moment.
Yeah.
And they, because they're very old and they're, you know, they're probably very few of them left even at that point, let alone now. And he's giving them the Medal of Freedom. He stops in the middle and he says something about Native Americans and he goes, and then there's one over there called Pocahontas, but we won't bring her into this conversation. And he riffs like for a couple seconds on Elizabeth Warren in the middle of this for no reason. And then he stops himself and he's like, yeah, we're
this
just going to go.
The time.
But you guys are great people. You guys are great people. This is about you guys today. All right, the YouTube live chat poll today. What will prices on the essentials do this year? Go up, stay the same, go down a little, or go down a lot? What are the results, Brad?
So looking at the poll, I think we have 118 votes. And the last place with 8% of the vote was go down a lot. Then it was go up, which was about 15%. Then 23% said stay the same. And then the vast majority say at 54% go down a little.
Well, I hope the majority is right on this one. Go down a little. That's kind of what I chose too, although stay the same was right there in the conversation. I think Brad chose that one. Let's hope they go down a little. I don't think they'll go down a lot. That'd be great. As long as they don't go up, you know, that would be the worst thing that could happen. Looking forward to this year here on the third day of the year. Andy will be back on Monday, January 6th, where we will have an official new president-elect as certified by Congress. We will see you then.